Years before Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky became a symbol for his country's determined resistance to Russia's attacks, he was an actor in a popular TV series and played a character who was the Ukrainian president. The series is called Servant of the People, and it's now back on Netflix. NPR TV critic Eric Deggan says the show offers a surprisingly present view of the real-life leader Zelensky would become.
There's one early scene in Servant of the People where Zelensky's character seems to predict how he would eventually act as president in real life. It comes towards the end of the third episode. Zelensky's character is a former public school history teacher disgusted by the corruption of his country's politicians. In his first address, he stops midway through a text prepared by aides to speak from his heart. One should act in a way that doesn't evoke shame when looking into children's eyes, he says. This is what I promise you, the people of Ukraine. But Zelensky's character will find this harder to pull off than he expects, especially when members of his own family try cashing in. Servant of the People debuted in Ukraine in 2015, developed as a nervy satire of greedy politicians and the entitled oligarchs who control the country from the shadows. Some of the humor is clunky, and the plot points can be predictable, particularly as the show is setting up its story. Zelensky's character winds up running for president unwillingly, after a student secretly films a moment of frustration when he's spouting off to a friend about how terrible politicians are. There's a fair bit of bleeping in the speech, as Zelensky's character lets the curse words fly. But when that moment becomes a viral video, his students set up a crowdfunding account to raise money, and he winds up elected to office. This is where the show gets most creative, when it focuses on Zelensky's history teacher and his struggle to reform how government works with lessons from the past. He has a vision of Che Guevara berating him during a meeting with his cabinet. He has nightmares of Greek philosophers debating his situation. Even when he tries to draw a hard line with his family, rejecting perks and continuing to live with his parents, his prime minister arranges for a popular band to pop out of a cake and serenade the president's niece for her birthday. The group Zidzo was a real-life popular band in Ukraine, another example of art imitating life imitating art in Servant of the People. There's also lots of cheeky jabs at Vladimir Putin. They carp about the Russian leader's expensive watches, and there's a moment when Zelensky's character stops a riotous fistfight in the legislature by declaring, as a joke, that Putin had been deposed. Makes you wonder how those jokes impacted Russia's president, who isn't exactly known for his self-deprecating humor. Zelensky's real-life story is as unexpected as his series. He founded a comedy group which eventually became the entertainment production company that made Servant of the People. And of course, he won Ukraine's version of Dancing with the Stars, performing one number in a pink Elvis-style jumpsuit. Servant of the People, the TV series, was so popular in Ukraine that people at Zelensky's production company registered a new political party with the same name. He was elected in 2019, the same year the show ended. Now, as Zelensky impresses the world with his courage, determination, and devotion to his people, the character he played in Servant of the People offers a compelling look at where those heroic values originated. I'm Eric Deggans.